It's important to understand that what begins as discrimination becomes secularization. You can't have a system where you legally privilege one religion without causing blowback. In fact, this is what drives the first wave of secularization in the 17th and 18th centuries. The established Congregational and Anglican churches literally executed people for dissent. They arrested people for preaching other religions. They cracked down on dissenting religion, and as a result, they rendered themselves phenomenally unpopular. In the 17th century, Anglicans and Puritans made up at least 70% of Americans. By 1800, they made up 5%. Why? It wasn't because they didn't have babies. It wasn't because it wasn't just because immigrants displaced them. It was because they just so irritated everyone. They just made enemies by discriminating. What begins in discrimination ends in secularization.